The thing about bombs is this, that I was, when the theft of the Vermeer came to my ears, I felt hugely sad, like everybody, especially even when we deprived of one of the great masterpieces of our all time that we used to have. And I felt that my sister is involved in our, in the moving and curating of art. She's a curator and a registrar at museums. And I thought of her particularly when I thought of this loss, how horrible the registrar must have been, the people who are used to handling this picture, how horrible they must have felt. And I wanted to write her a sad poem about this thing. I started to do it, and I filled my authentic feelings. I felt sorry for her and her whole profession, people who care for art. And I started to write this poem. Same way I started to write the canoe trip poem, I also started to write just about the trip, and something happened. Anyway, I started to write this sad poem about this art trip, and then something else happened. Another poem came, and it's interesting. Gone is pointing out to me just yesterday that they had found an underpinning under one of the Vermeers. There were several lady writing letters, several letter writing Vermeers, and they found an underpinning under that. And I thought, you know, that's what poetry is for me. And I'm going to keep teaching that. When you start writing, what you want to look for is the underpinning. The underpoem. The first poem isn't, well, you've covered it. I've seen so many poems out here, I shouldn't have been talking about it. But, the underpoem is what you wait for. The first obvious poem is not right. The underpoem, which is probably also written by the underperson, is the thing that you're looking for. And I think I felt that happening in these poems. I was trying to write this thing. And then suddenly, I changed my perspective from who knows, you know, the ordinary art viewing citizen or a registrar. I changed my perspective to the perspective of the thief. Girl writing a letter. Girl writing a letter, this is called. A thief drives to the museum in his black van. The night watchman says, sorry, closed, you'll have to come back tomorrow. The thief sticks the point of his knife in the guard's ear. I haven't got all evening, he says. I need some art. Art is for pleasure, the guard says, not possession. You can't something, and then the duct tape is going across his mouth. Don't worry, the thief says. We're both on the same side. He finds the Dutch masters and goes right for a Vermeer. Girl writing a letter. The thief knows what he's doing. He has a PhD. He slices the canvas on one edge from the shelf holding the salad bowls right down to the square of sunlight on the black and white checkered floor. The girl doesn't hear this. She's too absorbed in writing her letter. She doesn't notice him until too late. He's in the picture. He's already seated at the harpsichord. He's playing the G minor sonata by Domenico Scarlatti, which once made her heart beat till it passed the harpsichord and raised her head and waited for the music to catch up. She's worked on this letter for 320 years. Now a man's here, and though he's dressed in some weird clothes, he's playing the harpsichord for her alone. There's no one else alive in the museum. The man she is writing to is dead. Time to stop thinking about him. The artist who painted her is dead. She should be dead herself, only she has an ear for music and a heart that's running up the staircase at the Gardner Museum with a man she's only known for a few minutes. But it's true, it feels like her whole life. So when the thief hands her the knife, and says, you slice the paintings out of their frames. You roll them up. She does it. When he says, you put another strip of duct tape over the guard's mouth so he'll stop talking about aesthetics, she tapes him. And when the thief puts her behind the wheel and says, drive, baby, the night is ours. It is the girl writing a letter who steers the black van onto the westbound ramp for Storrow Drive and then to the Mass Pike. It's the girl writing a letter who drives 80 miles an hour heading west into a country that's not even discovered yet with a known criminal. A van full of old masters and nowhere to go but down. But for the girl writing a letter, these things don't matter. She's got a beer in her free hand. She's on the road. She's real and she's in love.